The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. In studio with us is Curtis Brown. Curtis is the Economic Development Director for the great city of Urbandale, and it's because of Urbandale, interestingly enough, that this program even exists, for crying out loud. And so I always have a very soft spot in my heart for the folks in one of my favorite metropolitan communities, and that would be Urbandale. Welcome. Good to have you here,
Thank
Curtis.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for the kind words.
This is Rider Corner, huh?
Rider Corner.
What?
Urban Loop.
Exactly. Yeah, I was with Tiffany Menke earlier this morning. We had a meeting, and she said, you know, we just can't get the media to get this right. It's not that other word.
Exactly.
It is called the Urban Loop.
That's right.
I said, well, you know, change comes difficult for
it
some
does.
People.
It does. It's interesting. So Rider Corner refers to an old coal mine
right.
that operated in the area for a number of years, closed mid-century. But the name stuck.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for many people, there's like one of three options. One, never heard of Rider Corner. Or two, Rider Corner, I associate it with there's congestion at Rider Corner. There's an accident at Rider Corner. Or our metro area has been bringing a lot of people in.
Mm-hmm.
And those types of geographic references just don't mean a lot to them. So it was time for something new.
And so you called it the Urban Loop, and which is – it fit it,
yes.
doesn't it? Yeah, because Urbandale, obviously, Urban
Absolutely.
Loop. This is a big deal. I mean, you peel back. This is more than just a highway. This is – in your position as an economic development director – this means what to Urbandale?
Well, here's what's happening. Urbandale right now has, when you look at I-3580, we have more access points to I-3580 than any other community in the metro. We are currently working on a new interchange at 100th Street,
right.
which will open up about this time next year. And then following that will be new access at Meredith Drive and reconfigured access at Iowa Highway 141. In total, that will be 7 points of access in about 6.4 miles from Merle Hay Road around to Hickman Road. It's a big deal. It opens up it's 4 square miles, but 700 acres of development ground in that area as well.
Sure. And for people that have gone around that corner, if you will, that northwest corner.
That's right.
Here in the metro, you can look to one side and the other and just see all kinds of open land and possibilities out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the things that we're trying to do is make sure that people understand that, one, that is Urbandale through there
right.
because people do notice our unique geography, uniquely Urbandale, unique geography there. And so we want to make sure that people know that is the city of Urbandale. And so, and that they also know that there are development opportunities out there, office, light industrial, warehouse distribution, retail. We have decades of inventory there
decades.
To develop. Exactly.
Yeah. And one of the things that we found about Urbandale when we first started working with the city, this goes back 6 years ago, was the amount of international trade that's done out of Urbandale is astonishing.
It's incredible. There are 100,000 vehicles that pass through that area every day. Add that up over years. It's an incredible amount. A lot of people, and you're right, don't realize all of the import-export activity that
That's
happens
correct.
Around our metro
I mean,
area.
If you go, let's see, north and west of the 23580 or the 3580.
That's right.
Back into that office park that's back there.
Exactly.
So there's some stunning buildings and some big players back there.
You're absolutely right. And do you know what they tell us? We've tried to visit with probably 60-plus businesses a year. What we hear when we ask them, what are the strengths of Urbandale as a place to do business? It's access. And why do they say that? Because 3580, that's a really unique combination there where you have a coast-to-coast and border-to-border freeway that are connected there for about 14 miles through our metro area. And our community, Urbandale, happens to be right at the middle of that. So incredible location for businesses to get access to those markets, whether they're continental U.S. or global.
Now, as the Economic Development Director for the city of Urbandale, what is it that you do on a regular basis? What can you talk about?
That's a great question. Well, first and foremost, the most important thing we do is work with our existing businesses.
Right.
As anybody in sales
knows.
So
important to keep them.
Oh, my gosh. As we always say, it's far easier to keep a customer than to gain three new ones. And so we spend a lot of our time, my colleague Katie Giesler and I in the Economic Development Department and our city manager, A.J. Johnson, working with our existing businesses. And we ask them, how are things going? What can we do as a city to support you better? What obstacles are you finding? We go back and then work on eliminating or at least reducing those obstacles to their success. That's job one. Job two is exactly what we're doing with the Urban Loop, articulating a clear message to the development and business community across the metro. These are the opportunities that our community has for you. We want to be straightforward, clear and energizing in what we tell them. And that is the follow-up to our existing business side, is also making sure that other people, and we are so fortunate to be in a metro area that's doing so well economically. Businesses are going to have growth needs. And those, as you mentioned, national businesses that look at our metro area as a place where they want to invest, huge confidence. Urbandale wants to be as prepared as possible to receive that investment, too.
Now, one of the unique things about Urbandale, speaking of uniquely Urbandale,
thank you,
is how the city is set out.
Yes.
And I was talking with your mayor, a good friend and longtime mm-hmm. mayor at Urbandale, Bob Anwig, about the east of 3580 and the west of
sure.
3580. Two
yes.
almost different worlds, aren't they?
It's a unique geography,
it is.
That's for sure. We happen to be in two counties. Urbandale is really a very wide rectangle. It goes out much further west than a lot of people realize.
Way out there.
We have, you know, we're served by a number of school districts, a half dozen school districts, plus the private systems as well. And so what we really are working on is making sure that people identify and have a strong connection with the Urbandale community. Now, it just so happens that that freeway corridor, the Urban Loop interstate corridor, mm-hmm. is really a connector through the community that balances the east and west side, ties it together. People work and live on both sides of the freeway, so we see this as an opportunity to further define what our community is.
And I think it's interesting that you talked about the number of school districts that serve
sure.
Urbandale, half a dozen different school districts.
Sure.
And, you know, for a long time, people have said, well, you know, if we don't have our own school district, then we lose identity. But
right.
Urbandale's proven that to be incorrect.
You know, honestly, I think people really value the Urbandale value proposition. We have high level of services at a very reasonable rate.
Yeah.
The council values keeping it that way. And so I think people choose the community, but then have great options for where they want to send their kids to school. So in a way, it's the best of both worlds, we think.
Curtis Brown, ladies and gentlemen, he's the Director of Economic Development in the great city of Urbandale. As we focus in on the Urban Loop,
mm-hmm.
and you're opening up all of this area for more development, are we going to see, you think, is this ripe for housing, or is it going to be light industrial, office buildings? What do you think?
Sure. Well, when we talk about the Urban Loop, and especially when we look at those, you know, approximately 700 acres that are available within that development area, it's largely commercial, that's for sure. We may see some housing happen here and there through generally that urban loop. But what we're focused mm-hmm. on is, and you asked about an economic development, what we do, we focus on wealth generation. If you asked Director Durham from IDA, if you asked Jay Byers or David Maz at the Greater Des Moines Partnership what they focus on, what we're trying to do is really build up those companies, first and foremost, that bring new wealth into Iowa. So in other words, they have their sales outside of the state. So that's new money that comes in, supports our economy. Then the other side of that is the secondary economy. So our restaurants, our retail, our amenities,
things
all
that
those
support.
Things. Precisely. Yeah. And those will follow a strong primary economy. So when you ask about what's the development that could happen in that area, first we look at that those wealth-generating industries. We know when they're strong, then it's our great privilege and delight to then work with all those restaurants and retailers
sure.
who want to be in there serving the employees who yep. work in those businesses.
Curtis Brown, Economic Development Director for the City of Urbandale. I can't let you go without talking a little bit about John Deere. That
sure.
was a big piece of news. $32 million facility likely to be built in Urbandale. And it all has to do with, interestingly enough, technology.
Sure. Yeah. It's some people may be surprised when they think of the John Deere. The immediate association is, of course, the agricultural equipment. But what's really interesting is all the technology, of course. Even look at the cars that you and I drove down here today. So much technology behind what seems to be a common piece of machinery. From the IT standpoint, we are so grateful that Deere placed confidence in us as a community to look at this investment here. We're going to continue to try to earn that trust. But yes, it was when the IDA board made their decision on Friday, that was a great day for our community, but also for the state to see that confidence.
It was about $2.3 million, was it, or $3.2 million? I can't remember the numbers.
The total investment is about $32
million. Correct, but I mean the IDA, the tax incentives.
Sure, yep, you had it right, several million there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Curtis Brown, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things I think surprises many people who are not involved as deeply as in agriculture as some of us have been, is the level of technology in agriculture. And the reason that Deere is looking at this so hard, and they're also into logging and construction work and all kinds of other things, but one of the things is that we're not making any more ground.
Oh, sure.
You know, so precision planting and precision metering of the soils and the conditions of the soils and the fertilizer and all of that has to do with technology.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what they're working on. And, you know, we have friends, longtime friends in Hanover, Germany, at Agritechnica.
Sure.
And this Agritechnica, they just got through with their major farm show over there. Everything in Europe is all driven.
Sure.
For agriculture. Because they got minimal land.
Not surprised.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff.
It's fantastic.
One other question before I let you go. One of the conversation pieces today at the Greater Des Moines Partnership at the affiliate leadership meeting early this morning, about 7:30, was about local option sales tax.
Sure.
I suspect that Urbandale is also taking a look at that, along with the rest of Polk County.
So, as you know, the Dallas County side of Urbandale, that being in Dallas County as well, that impacted us. On the Polk County side, that is, I'll say that's a different department.
Yes.
And so we're watching to see what the leadership across the metro does there.
That's going to be an exciting opportunity. And it seems to be that they're scheduling some type of a vote Polk County wide somewhere in March, in the early part of March, is a special election. And all of because of the way the law is written, I mean, Perry has a local option, Jefferson has it, everybody seems to have it except Johnson County and Polk County, because
sure.
we have contiguous cities. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
going to be an interesting thing to watch.
Well, revenue diversification is certainly a topic out
yes,
there.
Yes, it is. Curtis Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the Economic Development Director for the City of Urbandale. Thank you for doing this, Curtis.
Thank you,
appreciate
Michael.
It. Always. It's
great to be here.
You're always welcome.
Thanks.
Never stay a stranger.
Okay.
Come back anytime.
I hope we do it again soon.
All right. Curtis Brown from the City of Urbandale. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. Tyler says it is time. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, and he's the guy that twists the knob and punches the dials and makes sure that you hear this broadcast each and every evening from 5 until 6 p.m. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. General manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. James Goodlett is the fellow that wrote, produced, and directed the music that you're listening to right now, all exclusively for the Business News Hour. And the voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is none other than Jimmy Olson. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. By the way, we will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is what? Wednesday already, the day before Turkey Day. If you're out on the highways anytime tomorrow or through the rest of the weekend, drive very safely, would you please? For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.